Well, you can put it through on the green phone there, boys. Thank y'all. Who is this? Max, my manager. Let me just get this. Hello?
Hello, boy.
Max.
Hello, son. It's Max here, your old boss and manager. Listen, son.
Yeah?
Son, the new marketing gimmick we're doing this week, son, we're not in the air, are we?
No, we're not, Max. No.
Yes, I'm sorry if I'm talking a bit loud, son, but I've got to get it all
out. Yeah? Yeah?
Son, no, I don't want the punters to hear about this yet because I know somebody will cash in on it.
Yeah?
You know the way? Yes, yes, son.
I know the way, Max.
That great radio station of yours, you got all the others.
Yeah?
They're all robbing you, robbing the ideas left, right and centre, son.
Yes.
Son,
I
I've
know.
Just marketed it.
Yes?
I had a dream last night and I says, I reckon it's possible, Max.
Well, what is it, Max?
Stereo tuners that will tune into nothing but 103 FM, son.
That's a great idea,
son,
Max.
I can't stop now. I'll talk to you later, son.
Okay.
Son, I was being given a lift home last night from one of the flicks in town, son.
Yeah?
And a policeman says he stopped the car, my mate. I thought he was a friend, son.
Yeah?
The copper says, I'm going to throw the book at you, boy.
Yeah?
No lights, two bald tires, no number plates, no windscreen wipers, no indicators. Well, Jimmy turns around to me and he says, you know, Max, I told you this car wasn't worth pinching. Oh, yes. Nearly clocked the ticker, boy. I'll
you
talk
really
to
did.
You in a little while.
Okay.
Can't be messing around now. Over and under.
Over and under. Just coming up on 17 minutes to four right now.
Hello, punk.
Yes?
You're not going to guess who this is, pal.
I think I know.
This is your old pal back from Carmel, California. This is the mayor of this sleepy little western coast town, Clint Eastwood.
Clint, hello there.
And you know, pal...
What's that?
I've just brought my horse in on the plane.
You?
And if you look out your window,
yes.
You'll see me talking to you from one of your little credit card telephone boxes.
In
Leeson
Street?
At the top of Leeson Street.
I thought so.
And you know, pal...
What's that?
I'm coming down there to talk to you.
Why, Clint?
Because I hear you've been talking about my special guest next month.
Who is that again?
I'm having His Holiness Pope John Paul to dinner in Carmel.
What?
Yeah.
What about me?
You'll never be on it, fella.
Oh, no.
I'll be down there to talk to you later. This is Clint Eastwood saying,
yes.
Feeling lucky?
Yes.
Make my day.
Punk. Thank you. Can you make sure he doesn't get through again this afternoon? 5 to 4 news coming up in 5 minutes' time, and we'll take a look at some birthdays in about 10 or 15 minutes. Got a phone call lined up here, boys. Who is this? Hello?
What in the Lord's name is he saying on that? Goodness me. What's he talking about?
Hello?
Hello, Jerry.
Yes.
I can't make head or tail of what you're talking about there, but nonetheless, I'm going to mind my own business. This is Des Fatty calling Garrett, of course, from
yes.
Doyle Aaron here with my first report for a Wednesday.
Okay, Des.
How are you, chum?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, too.
Oh, good. Have you a report?
Fine.
Good. Have you a report?
Indeed, I do have a report, pal.
Terrific.
Just a short one, as the main one comes up between 4 and 5.
Well, this is 4 to 5.
I was talking to one of the politicians here who was telling me he was into big game hunting in Africa before he went into politics.
Yes?
I suppose many people will say there's not much difference.
I was going to say that.
He was telling me he bagged a lion.
Bagged a lion?
That's right. He bagged it.
Really?
Bagged it to go away. I knew I'd catch out one of these days with the old flourished accent.
Okay.
I'll talk to you between 4 and 5.
Okay.
Cheerio, chum.
Cheerio, Des. He'll be back with us a little later this hour. What we're doing is we're playing a little joke on Sally, our secretary. She's downstairs. Have we got her on the line? She thinks the phone is actually ringing. Let me just get this. Hold on. Bobby, just give me the green when she's actually on. Is she on? Oh, good. Hang on a sec. Hello, is that Dublin 2222?
No, this is Dublin 2222. Sally speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry for bothering you.
That's all right. The phone was ringing anyway.
You're cruising on the Garth O'Callaghan on Energy 103 in Dublin.
The reason why one or two of our characters have been sounding a little bit, let's just say, croaky in the throat, but we're trying to rectify the matter now. Hopefully we'll have one or two of them on before 6 this evening. 4:37, in the meantime, here's a comedy sketch quite a number of you wrote in to hear again. It's from an old Rick Dees program a couple of years ago. I'm not going to say any more on it. I just got a note here. It says, Rick, your car will not be ready for 3 weeks. And I have a German car. I took it in to be repaired, and this is it. I'm going to put the guy on the air. I've had it. I told this guy if he didn't get this car fixed in one day, it was just like a wiper blade thing or something, he goes on the radio, and I'm going to get this. Put him on.
Klaus Autohaus, Klaus Meisterhoff speaking.
Klaus, you may not recall this name, but the name is Rick Dees.
Ah, yes, Mr. Dees.
I brought my car in there. And it was 3 days ago for a little nothing. I thought that we were just going to change the fluid in the windshield wiper.
Mr. Dees, the car was a complete fiasco. We had to replace the entire turbocharger.
Wait a minute, pal. I don't have a turbocharger.
Well, no charge for the turbocharger. But in the meantime, we still need 3 weeks, Mr. Dees.
Why does everything take 3 weeks? Now, come on.
Mr. Dees, when was the last time you checked your Hintershine fluid?
My Hintershine
fluid? Yes, the Hintershine fluid.
I don't know.
I know, probably never. And now the doppelganger is cracked, and you're going to have to pay the price.
The doppelganger
we
is...
We have to take the entire engine out. The doppelganger has to be shipped. New Hintershine fluid. I have only my assistant mechanic, Siegfried, from Düsseldorf. And we have cars backed up to the parking lot.
Listen here. Wait, just stop everything. Would you stop everything? First of all, I don't know what this Hintershine fluid stuff is. And it's a German car. I want it fixed. And I want it today. I've got errands to run. Can't you ask Siegfried?
I will ask Siegfried. I'll see what he can do. Hold on one second.
Siegfried, Franzgescheint Funken, Rick Dees, Doppelganger.
Yo, man, he can double this, man. And I tell you, I do it when I do it. I add 1 week for every time he calls back. He's up to 4 weeks now, man.
Siegfried says the German car is a masterpiece, Mr. Dees, of engineering, and he's a fine craftsman.
Oh, that's so, he's so...
This cannot be rushed, Mr. Dees.
I don't like this. I want this car now.
I've done everything that I can, Mr. Dees. Perhaps you could help with a slight workman's compensation, grease things along.
Workman's compensation?
It's just slight, something.
How about, not $100 again.
$100?
$100.
Would that be cash?
Yeah.
I'll ask Siegfried.
Siegfried, Lagerscheinen, ein Doppelganger, Hinterschein, $100.
Looky here, man. What's in this Federal Express package that arrived even as we speak? A doppelganger filled with Hintershine fluid. This is truly a divine sign, man.
Siegfried drives your car by this afternoon.
Right, I bet he will.
Yes. Have a wonderful night.
Eastwood, apparently, who's preparing for Pope John Paul II and his visit to his hometown of Carmel next week. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, pal.
Hello, Clint.
I'm calling you through your measly little listener's top 10 at 5 just to have a little word with you, punk.
Steady now.
Because you know something?
What's that?
You just make me squirm. I've been listening to you. You sound so insincere on that radio show.
Yes.
I'm coming down to teach you a lesson in broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Play Misty for me?
It was great.
Well, I was the top DJ in the South.
Yeah.
And I'm coming down there to take that show off you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people, those punters deserve more. Mm. And you know what I'm bringing with me?
What are you bringing,
I'm
Clint?
Bringing the Winchester,
not
boy.
The Winchester.
And the Magnum 356.
The Magnum 356.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
And the Colt.
Not the Colt.
You won't ever know whatever happened to you, boy.
No, please, Clint.
This is Clint Eastwood saying...
You're making a mistake.
Are you feeling lucky, punk?
Yes.
Because you know, in all the excitement, I don't know whether I shot 5 or 6 shots around Stevens Green today when I was looking at those little ducks. Make my day.
Punk.
That's ridiculous.
Number 6, this is Black on Energy 103.